Well, joining us now is Alana Kalifatelis, the Head of Comms and Research at New Zealand On Air. As new research takes a closer look at where our country's audiences are spending their time, following the release of the Where Are the Audiences report last week, new findings focusing specifically on Māori, Pacifica, Asian and youth audiences are being released today. For us, there's a particular interest in what the research tells us about Māori media habits, from the importance of authentic local storytelling in Te Reo Māori to the growing influence of global platforms. Alana, thank you so much for joining us on Radio Wate. Ko Dale tēnei, mihi ana kia koe. Thanks for your time, Alana.
Morena, Dale. Thanks so much for the invitation to come on and explain what we've been finding out about Māori audiences.
Yeah, well, I'm interested. To be honest, you know, I'm in a studio and we just bang away day in and day out, so where it goes to, I don't know, and I still don't understand how radio waves go through brick walls, but that's me. Alana,
Indeed, what are the standout findings
from the new Māori audience research, and have there been any significant shifts in where and how our people are consuming content?
Yeah, look, there have. I would say that overall the findings this year are much more settled than they have been in previous years for the general population, and that also flows through to the Māori population as well. With the general population, the overall kind of like observations were that we'd seen this massive rate of change in media consumption through the late 2010s and early 2020s, and now it's settled down into a new kind of rhythm where we're exploring across a range of platforms every day, but generally using more media. And for Māori in particular, there are some interesting changes and some quite marked ones. So just sort of overall, what I would say is that Māori tend to be big users of media and are embracing both local and global platforms, but they actively seek out New Zealand content. And we asked some new questions around content this year about what they like about New Zealand content and how motivated they are to find it. And across all measures, Māori measure higher than anybody else in the population on pride and appreciation of the quality of local screen and music content. For Māori, viewing New Zealand screen content and listening to local music appears to be about much more than entertainment. It's about cultural connection. And when we think about quality, for Māori in particular, they're looking for content that's captivating, relatable and local. And I've got some more observations about that if you want them. But perhaps sort of let's look at the high level what those media activities look like on a daily basis according to this research. So we have our standard measures are about daily reach. So these are the media that people are using the most. And so the media, the most used daily media by Māori is actually television. So we call that total TV. It's a combination of both linear, so that's when you switch it on and you go to 1, 2, or 3, or Whakata Māori, and local on demand. So those on demand sites, Māori Plus, TVNZ Plus, 3Now, and Sky Go. And 65% of Māori are watching those platforms on a daily basis. But that's followed closely by global video sharing platforms. And by that, we mean YouTube and social media. And 64% of Māori are using those platforms daily. Then it drops down to SVOD, which is subscription video on demand, your Netflix, Disney Plus, etc. And then close behind that is linear television on its own. What was really great to see in this research, both for the general population and for Māori, was local platforms coming back into the fray a bit more after taking a bit of a pounding from the global platforms over recent years. So there's been a little bit of a resurgence back to local. Our researchers have put that down to the cost of living crisis, people perhaps being a bit more choosy about what they're spending their money on and how many subscriptions they really need. But having said that, sorry, there are so many segues in this. Māori are the heaviest users on a daily basis of those subscription video services, and in particular Netflix. Netflix has 76% daily reach with Māori audiences versus 58% for the general population, which has fallen quite a bit. And Disney Plus as well, that's got 39% daily reach for Māori audiences versus 25% in the general population. And the most likely reason for that, of course, is that it's a reflection of there being a larger cohort of young families in the Māori population. So that's just some of the key findings. Maybe perhaps also touch on some of the radio and music ones, which will be probably of interest to you. So local radio as broadcast and also online radio are both up for Māori audiences by 6% for broadcast and 3% for online radio. So that's really good. That's a bit of audience growth. And at the same time, there's been an absolutely whopping drop of 16% using online music streaming, and that's mainly Spotify. And that's an incredibly significant result. It's not seen anywhere else in the world at the moment, a drop like that. And we have seen it across the whole New Zealand population, but particularly Māori. And sorry, I apologise for the dog in the background.
No, we like dogs. I think he's agreeing with what you've just said, Alana. I've found it really intriguing. I've sort of been sitting back just listening to the statistical information. I find it really fascinating, but also hugely encouraging that our people are committed to accessing as best they can localised stories and perspectives. We need to back each other, don't we? And so we've got production houses that are going out of their way to create content that is New Zealand generated, and it'd be nice to think that our audiences are appreciating that sort of effort. Local productions still very popular among not just Māori but all New Zealanders, Alana?
That's exactly right, and all of our research does point to the fact that New Zealand audiences do want to see New Zealand content. They're happy to mix it up in their daily mix with what they're viewing on the international platforms as well. But when they're viewing local content, what they're actually doing is they're feeling a sense of pride and connection and identity with New Zealand. And I think it's particularly significant that that is so strong for Māori audiences because it reminds me of the kaupapa for NZ On Air, which is to reflect and develop New Zealand identity and culture, and in that to, in particular, reflect te ao Māori and te reo. And I figure if Māori audiences are telling us that they particularly, more than any other people in New Zealand, feel connected and feel a pride in what they see on screens and hear in the way of music, then something's working, you know, this ecosystem is working. I'll just tell you a couple of other stats because these are really interesting.
Alana, I'm curious about Oreo Māori and how this sits because as a people with limited resources, we are utilising what is available to us very strongly in the Oreo Māori space. Now that at times deserves a challenge because is that what our people want? And how might you describe the findings of your research into the use of te reo Māori? Can you give us some oversight of some of the findings there, please, Alana?
Unfortunately, in this particular survey, we haven't included a question about the use of reo Māori. Just to explain, this is a general population survey that we're doing now every year, where are the audiences? And for this year, and we're going to be doing it going forward, we decided to boost the size of the sample so that we could do some meaningful sub-reports into audiences that we're particularly interested in ensuring we can serve. And obviously Māori front and centre for one of them. Unfortunately, the main general audience survey doesn't include a question currently about reo Māori. However, it has been raised that it should be, and so we're going to be including it from next year. We did do a deep dive, though, 2 years ago into Māori audiences, and I think we even talked at that time with Waitea about this. And that research did find that even people who had high fluency were not really looking for content that was high fluency. They were really, I think, looking for an easy watch that didn't require them to be thinking too hard about the content and the language that they were watching. But, you know, there's an opportunity here, you know, lift the fluency of everybody is what we should be aiming for. So that's the, I think next year we'll be definitely including reo Māori questions for all of New Zealanders because it's not just Māori New Zealanders. involved in the resurgence of the language. So, but next year I'll be able to answer that question. Some of the other things, though, that come through quite strong within the research are about the importance of seeing ourselves and people like ourselves on screen, and nowhere is that stronger than within the Māori population, and that connection to culture. We asked one question, and it's a little bit of a scary question to ask, I have to say, as a researcher, is if there weren't any New Zealand shows, would you feel disconnected from your culture? And not surprisingly, strongest with Māori New Zealanders than with any other part of the population, the sense that if there weren't any stories about themselves on screens, they would feel disconnected from their culture. So that tells us we need to keep doing it.
Thanks very much for the very interesting kōrero that you've shared with us, Lana. Respect the efforts that have gone into collating the information in the way the research project, very important, and we need to understand how our audiences are moving, shifting, where they're accessing information. That helps determine how we move forward with our own telecommunications and broadcasting strategies. So really appreciate the work that's been done behind the scenes and the personal contribution that you've had. And thank you for sharing some of those findings with us here on Wātea today, Alana.
You're very welcome, Dale. I'll talk to you next year more about Leo Māori and its use in screen and music content, okay? Promise
welcome,
you.
Welcome anytime. Thanks very much, Alana.